My trip to Island La Tortuga. In April 2016, I took a trip to Island La Tortuga in Venezuela with a friend Maria. The trip was long because the tide was high by the end of the 5-hour sail. My skin was red from a sunburn. However, the spectacular landscape of the island was worth it. The sea had clear azure colors, the turtles were sleeping in the sun, and tons of bright fish were swimming in the water. The promoters met us on the shore and gave us the schedule of activities. There will be a dress in Aguay party, a trip to the Tortuguillos and Herradura Keys, and kayaking. The next day, I was hiding in the shade of a juniper, my face and body swollen from the burn. Maria was keeping me company. I noticed a young man who was sitting on the sand alone. I caught my attention that he was alone because that was how I felt. 5 years before that, I had a boyfriend who tragically died in a car accident. The image of his lifeless body in the hospital is still on me. That's why I had not been in any relationship for a long time. Suddenly, the young man got up and came to us. He said, "Hello, my name is Jose Manuel." I replied that it was nice to meet him. Maria smiled and we had a conversation about the island with Jose Manuel, who knew Tortuga and the other island around very well because he was a commandant there. Maria left to talk with other people, so Jose Manuel sat down near me and we talked about swimming, places we had both traveled, our studies, and our families. I feel a connection that I hadn't felt in a long time, like one island saying another. Our dress in Hawaii party began at sunset. There was a lot of delicious food. We had a special dinner of pasta marinara with cocktails. I meet people from other cities in the country, and we dance, talk, and laugh. I was surprised that my eyes were looking for Jose Manuel, and my heart jumped a little in my chest when I saw him. Jose Manuel came up to me again and asked if I want to go stargazing. "I know a special place," he said. "I go there when I need to be by myself." He looked a little nervous. I agreed to go, but said that I needed to ask Maria. I went to Maria and shared with her that Jose Manuel invited me to go stargazing. She told me not worry about her. So Jose Manuel and I went to another part of the beach and sat on the sand. It felt like a special moment for me. I was listening to go the wave of the sea. I saw stars and the moon. Jose Manuel told me that I was very beautiful and gave me a kiss. The electric wave I feel made me forget about the pain of my scalded skin. The following day, our last day, Jose Manuel approached me as Maria and I were boarding the ship to return to the capital. He asked if I would give him my phone number. We exchanged numbers and said goodbye. Jose Manuel texted me later that day to find of how I was doing and how the return trip was. We start texting. Then we start dating. In a few months, I immigrate to Chile and Jose Manuel to Spain. He had my email, but I decide not to give him my new number, and the old number didn't work. I decide to end the relationship. How could I have worked with me in Chile and him in Spain? Jose Manuel keep reading to me and asking me for my phone number. I never wrote back. One day I came home from work and saw a bunch of red roses near my door. A little card attached to them explaining they were from Jose Manuel. In a few days, there was another bouquet of roses waiting for me. This time, I decided to write an email back to him to thank him. As I was reading to him, I suddenly felt such a relief, as if I had been twisted all this time, and suddenly the twist unraveled. We keep talking in the emails. Now we keep talking in our kitchen on another island.